Okay, today we're continuing in the first parak of Maseches Ma'aser Sheni, and today we are learning Mishnayos Hey and Vav. Now, when the Torah says that you're supposed to use Ma'aser Sheni money to buy only food, the Torah gives specific examples of the type of food that you're allowed to buy. You're allowed to buy sheep and goats and wine and things like that. So, says the Mishnah, Halokech Mayim Umelach, if you buy water or salt with Ma'aser Sheni money, Uperos HaMechubarim LaKarka, or you buy peros that are still attached to the ground, Uperos HaNichol Nagil Yerushalayim, or peros that by the time you bring them to Yerushalayim, they would become spoiled, they would become rotten, lo kana meiser. Then the sale is not chal, the meiser does not, the meiser sheni money doesn't affect the kinyan on these items, the whole sale is invalid. Because the Torah gave examples of the kinds of things you're allowed to use meiser sheni money on. These are not even similar to the examples of the Torah, and therefore the money still has kedushas meiser sheni, and the sale is totally invalid. So, says the Mishnah Vayter, Halokech Peros, if a person buys Peros outside of Yerushalayim with Ma'aser Sheni money, which you're not supposed to do, if you have Ma'aser Sheni money, you got to bring it to Yerushalayim and only buy Peros in Yerushalayim. So Shogeg, if you didn't realize that the money was Ma'aser Sheni money when you bought those Peros, Yachzru Dabn L'Makoman, then bring the food back and get your money back. Meaning, go back to the store, make a return, and because there's no way you would have used that money to buy Peros outside of Yerushalayim if you would have known that it was Ma'aser Sheni money. So the whole thing was a tatlus mazid, but if you did it on purpose, you knew it was Ma'aser Sheni money, and you went and you bought these peros anyway, so then the peros do have the kedusha of Ma'aser Sheni, and therefore yalu v'yachlu b'makom, you have to go bring them to Yerushalayim and eat them dafka in Yerushalayim v'im ein mikdash, you're covered. And if there is no Beis HaMikdash, so the Ma'aser Sheni, whenever there's no Beis HaMikdash, you don't eat Ma'aser Sheni stuff even in Yerushalayim, so then you have to let it rot, because even though Ma'aser Sheni, we are mafresh Ma'aser Sheni b'zman hazeh, we can no longer eat Ma'aser Sheni. So you let it rot when there's no Beis HaMikdash. Now normally we don't just let it rot, normally we transfer it onto a coin and then we destroy that coin eventually, but in this case you can't transfer it onto a coin because it already was on a coin and you used that coin to buy this food, so you have to let the food rot. Mishnah Vav, when you buy something outside of Yerushalayim with Ma'aser Sheni money, Halokech Behema Shogig. What if you bought an animal with Ma'aser Sheni money? Again, not realizing that it was Ma'aser Sheni money. So Yachzru Demayel Lemakomen, return it and get your money back and give the animal back, and your money will still have Kedushas Ma'aser Sheni. Mazid, but if you did it on purpose, Talav Etelch Mamakom, bring that animal to Yerushalayim and eat it there. V'yemein Mikdash, and if you're living at a time where there is no Beis HaMikdash, Tikavar Al Yedei Ora, then you have to bury it with its hide, because the animal and its hide all have kedushas ma'aser sheni, so you're not allowed to use it at all. So just like we said that if you buy an animal with ma'aser sheni money, the hide does not have kedushas ma'aser sheni because you really only want the meat, and the hide just is automatic. But over here, the meat can't be used either. So clearly, your intention is to buy the entirety of the animal, and all of it has kedushas ma'aser sheni, including the hide of the animal. So again, to quickly review what we learned today. In Mishnah Hey, we learned that if you buy water or salt or peros that are still attached to the ground or peros that can't be brought to Yerushalayim without spoiling, then it's an invalid purchase. The whole thing doesn't work. If you buy peros by accident outside of Yerushalayim, not realizing that you've been using Ma'aser Sheni money, you got to return it. And if you did it b'mezid, then you got to eat it in Yerushalayim unless there's no Beis HaMikdash, then you let it rot. And Mishnah Vav, we said that if you buy a behema with Ma'aser Sheni money outside of Yerushalayim, not realizing that you were using Ma'aser Sheni money, just return it and get your money back. But if you did it on purpose, then you have to eat the animal in Yerushalayim, and if there's no Beis HaMikdash, then the entire animal, including its or, all that's kedushas Ma'aser Sheni, and it's all going to have to be buried, it's all going to have to be not used at all, because there's no Beis HaMikdash, you're not able to eat it. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with the last Mishnah of the first Perek and the first Mishnah of the second Perek of Maseches Ma'aser Sheni.